Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It was always along for that ride.
Welcome to April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Major national holiday today. Yes. National peanut butter and jelly day.
I know you love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
National peanut butter and jelly day.
What? It is peanut butter and jelly time.
Peanut butter, meat jelly.
Today it's time for the PB&J to shine.
Ta-da! Peanut butter and jelly.
The perfect PB&J.
Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It's showtime.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Where he at? Where he at? There you go. There you go.
I still love them. I've loved them since I was a kid.
Who doesn't love a PB&J? Come on now.
Eat you one today. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Favorite brand of peanut butter? What's your go-to?
Jif. Don't Jif. Even play me.
You're Jif. Okay. People are funny about it. Jif. Is it Peter Pan? Is it Skippy? Some people are weird about this stuff, man.
Trash. And don't even tell me the Aldi brand. Trash.
What's
I love
your
Aldi.
Favorite jelly on the peanut butter jelly?
Strawberry.
Sandwich. Me too.
I don't care if it's preserves, jam, jelly, whatever it is, but strawberry.
I also like grape, but strawberry is my choice number one.
Absolutely.
For sure. Good morning to you. We got a lot to get to today, including tickets to see this guy.
Oh my gosh, so many tickets for this guy.
All this week, the show's Friday night. See you at the Greensboro Coliseum. It's going to be a good time.
Got a girl from the south side. Got
I know we got to get to the ranch roundup, but first, what a weekend. What a story NC State has got going. Now in the Final Four for the first time in, 375 years. It's been a long time. They took down Duke 76-64 in a shocker.
And thank I'm like, God. Yeah, oh, me too.
Sorry. Sorry, Dukies. That's just how
Duke
I am.
Duke is puke.
I can't help it. Up next, Final Four sets. State takes on Purdue Saturday at 6. And after that game, Alabama plays UConn at 8:50 to determine who's in the championship game, which will be played Monday night.
Man, oh, man. Following right along with our Ranch Roundup, though, which is crazy.
Yeah, the Ranch Roundup, in case you missed it yesterday morning, the Foodie Four was revealed. And I don't know if they're really or not. Certainly one of them wasn't. Certainly one of them was just, okay, that's a given.
Uh-huh, we already knew that. It was a runaway all week. We knew it was going to happen. I know we just moved into the Foodie Four, but I have already made my predictions for the champion dip round.
Really?
Based off of,
I know one you're going to pick.
Well, they got to be in there. I mean, they are rallying the troops for everything. I'm scrolling down now to see the newest numbers since yesterday.
While she's scrolling, I'll tell you, John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's and Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. There's your Foodie Four.
Let's see. And they are... the way I guessed it is how the numbers are falling for my champion dip round. So I know we're in the Foodie Four. But the way the votes fell as of yesterday and going into today, it's already, I already see my champion dip around. right there. Anyways, Little Creek's up against Piedmont Aviation. And currently, there's 257 votes for Little Creek to Piedmont Aviation's 31.
Oh.
John Brown Country Store against Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison. John Brown's got 213 to Ronnie's 72 right now. My guess for the champion dip round like 2 weeks ago was Little Creek against John Brown's. So if it were to be today, that's how the numbers would fall.
Ronnie's, you need a rally.
Ronnie's needs a rally. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar, they should be back today. They were on vacation last week. I remember seeing it on their Facebook. So I'm going to need for them to start churning out some votes.
If these are your favorite places, you got to vote. You got to vote by midnight Sunday night. At the website only, dropping comments is not a vote. People keep doing that.
And, you know, we write up our brackets. I just like to do it that way. I think it's more fun for us to write them up and reveal them every week, right?
Yeah.
Someone is such a fan of this and such a fan of Stokes County and the two places we have in Stokes County, they made their own digital bracket. Like, they typed it up. It's beautifully done. I was like, wow, they did better than we actually did, and we're the people putting it on.
Stokes is stoked.
Yeah, they are.
They are ready to go. So it's John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's and Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Get on the website and vote. 931wolfcountry.com. Vote by midnight on Sunday.
Let your boys be country.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 20 minutes after 6. So, like, it could be as high as 84 today, and then Wednesday, 54. Or Thursday, 54.
I'm not kidding about me and this groundhog. We finna fight.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have some early tickets for you. Get up early and go, guys, for the Sam Hunt Show this Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. And I've got a real quick and easy name that baby.
Oh, okay, cool.
Annie, write your answer down. Don't shout it out, please, when you know. This is, in case you don't know or haven't heard this game, just play the word baby from a song, and you have to identify that song, artist, and title from just the word baby. That's why we cleverly call it Name That Baby. We are so smart.
We are smart people.
Here we go. Name this baby.
Baby.
I already got it.
Yeah, it's so easy. I told you it was going to be easy. I never make it hard before 7. It's already hard enough to get up and go. One more time.
Baby.
Name that baby, artist, and title.
I abbreviated one word.
Of course. Of course it is. That's right. Again.
Baby.
One more time.
Baby.
I was right, right?
You are.
Okay.
You're right. 799-WOLF. First caller through to get it right. You got a ticket to see Sam Hunt Friday night at Greensboro Coliseum. We'll be joining you there. It'll be fun.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck.
It's football time. Why is it football time? Because I want to hear all about Frank's first football game.
I just want you to know that I am over the moon, beaming with pride, Dale O'Brien.
All right. That sounds good. I'm dying to hear about it.
So his first football game was postponed because of rain, and they said, okay, the boys are going to make up their game. The teams that miss their games will play each other. At the halftime show of the Carolina Cobras game. So Frank plays for the youth league at Carolina Cobras, who plays at the Greensboro Coliseum. And they play their indoor turf football, like a, I don't know what you call a minor league football team or something, semi-pro.
Yeah.
So we went to the game last night, and we're stressing because we didn't tell Frank this until yesterday that he's playing during the game. We're like, oh, God. He's not going to do well. Like, this is terrifying. He hasn't played a game yet. If you go to my Instagram, @AnnieCamp_onAir, and look at my story, you will be as proud as I am. Because my baby went out there in front of all those people, and he played his little heart out. He played the game. He had his hands behind his back for some parts of it because we took away the pockets. You remember the pockets
I
issue?
I remember, yes.
Yesterday it was hands behind the back because he had no pockets. So he was just, like, holding them behind his back, kind of like military stance.
Okay.
But we just beaming with pride. The poor guy sitting in front of me, I apologized several times. He finally moved. I think he got sick of me screaming, but I didn't care. Go Red! Yeah, Frank! Woo! all of it. I don't even care. And to top it all off, I don't know if it was because he was nervous and didn't want us to say his name or what, but for days, he's like, Mom, you got to yell, go Speedy.
Go Speedy?
Go Speedy. And I'm like, dog, I wouldn't put speed with you, but okay.
So he specifically wanted to be referred to as Speedy.
On the field, yes.
Okay.
I did yell it one time to say that I did yell it. My husband busted out laughing. He's like, I'm not yelling go Speedy. And I was like, well, I will, because that's what my baby wants. But yes, I'm very proud.
He Frank made it through Tank his first game. Frank the Tank is my favorite.
Frank the Tank, that's right. He made it through his first game. He did great. We don't know who won.
Let's get ready to say it. Who won?
We're going to say we did.
Okay.
I'm sure the other team's saying that too.
What position they got him playing?
I don't. If you could just see what the field looked like.
Yeah, they just.
He hiked the ball a couple times.
So that made him the center.
Yeah, and then I think he was wide receiver at one point.
Wide receiver? Holy cow, Frank.
Yeah, look, they all play different things, all right?
Okay, they got to learn all the positions.
They were just so cute running all around the field everywhere. I loved it. And shout out to whoever the intern announcer was. He did a great job announcing for these children that were out there. It's pretty good. So they were running touchdowns when the play wasn't even in motion. Like, it was stopped. And there was a kid just took the ball. He went sailing down the other end. They're like, all right, well, touchdown, I guess.
Man, there's nothing like watching your kids do something like that. No matter what it is, whether it's sports or playing in the band or whatever they're doing, you know, it's just, there's nothing like watching your kid get out there and do their thing.
And how cool for your first game, nerve-wracking, but how cool to have a stadium of people cheering you on. So my heart's just so proud. He did great. And again, it's at @AnnieCamp_on air. All my stories.
Plug.
Please follow me. And also watch the videos of my child doing, just being awesome. Someone just followed me, Dale. All right.
That makes me all misty. I miss mine. Watching mine.
I could have cried. I was so proud.
I got 2 more years of college and it's all over for me. It's done.
You can live through me and Frank then.
Okay, thanks. 6:36, Fearless. Here's Jackson and Dean.
I believe in ghosts, most people.
Today's top three.
Well, let's be honest. Only in North Carolina is something like this going to happen. Workers at the North Wilkesboro Speedway made a very unusual discovery. They were inspecting some damage that was caused by a sinkhole out there in the grandstand. And they found a 700-square-foot space underneath. And it's being called a moonshine cave. They said that it was uncovered by the operations staff during the cleaning and inspection ahead of their NASCAR All-Star Race Week. That's in May. And they believe it's a secret still, of which, of course, is made for, you know, making moonshine and distilling alcohol. And it was once in that cave. Rumors have circulated for decades about its existence, which I think is wild. They've been talking about this. And then what do you know? A sinkhole. And boom, there's the moonshine cave.
Finally caved in.
So, yeah, they say that the underground moonshine industry flourished in Wilkes County in the 1930s and 40s, and then many moonshine runners became NASCAR drivers.
Yes, that's what exactly. I was going to say that.
Yeah. What a full circle thing right there.
I know. What an appropriate place to find an old still and a stash of shine.
I thought that was pretty cool, though, that it would happen. But, of course, only in North Carolina you're going to find the new moonshine still underneath the reopened speedway. There in Kentucky. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, me and Pakistani Phil fit in a fight.
She's so angry.
We're supposed to have a cold front come in or something and like, bad weather.
Like today, it could be 83 or 84. Then Thursday, it's going to be like 53 or 54.
But I ain't coming here and rant about that. I came on here to congratulate Phil and his lady, Phyllis. They live in climate-controlled quarters in the Punxsutawney Memorial Library, and they have just announced that they are going to have a baby. So Phil and Phyllis, fitting to have a child. They've been fruitful, but that child is going to have no daddy if this weather don't do what he said it's going to do.
What if they're going to call it Philly or something like that?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Phil, Phyllis, and...
If it's a girl, they could call it Philly.
Philip. Filthy.
Filthy. Filthy Phil. Filthy Philly. Filthy Philip.
And number three here, the third thing that makes us the top three of the day, I'm going to start doing something called the Annie Camp Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Thanks to Dale. He said I should do this. So here we are. My Pick of the Week this week is a jammer. It's a song that just sounds like, well, hell, it sounds like the radio.
'Cause it sounds like the radio.
Yeah.
Back in 94, you know. Hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio.
Yeah! A Zach Top. We are playing that. It's a jammer. Go ahead and download it. Add it to your playlist. You're going to love it. That's one of Dale's new favorite songs.
In fact.
Yeah!
I can't not do it. I'm telling you, I love this song. It is my absolute favorite. It is number one on my walking playlist right now. I listened to it like 10 times straight yesterday on my walk.
Here's the pick of the week.
Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe. Oh, this is how it is anyway.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Hey, that was not a steal they found in Wilkesboro.
What was it?
It was an ethanol manufacturing plant.
Underneath the...
A methadone manufacturing plant?
ethanol.
Ethanol.
Underneath the dang thing?
Yeah, that's what they put in the race cars.
You go ahead and tell WXII that then, because they're the ones lying.
I thought that was hilarious.
So it's ethanol in there.
Yes.
Where'd you get this information? What news source you got?
I got family that lives up in Wilkesboro, and there's plenty of those ethanol plants there.
What was, weren't there a bunch of containers in there?
I really don't know. I just heard the story here not too long ago. It could have been a steal.
Oh, now we have what I refer to as a mystery.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I'm going to have to dig into that.
And we're going to have to dig a little deeper, yes.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Have a great one.
Bye. We are going to dig a little deeper.
So we got to get down to the bottom of this. If you know the real deal, let me know, because I say it's a moonshine, so I know ethanol hole.
Ranch Roundup update coming next.
I've seen a dozen texts tonight.
Well, it's time to get you updated here. The Ranch Roundup is down to the Foodie Four, folks. And let me tell you, it's battle. Here are your four: John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's, and Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Both of your favorites by midnight Sunday night, because coming next week, the champion dip round.
I just refreshed the page with the newest numbers, and I said this earlier, but the two I predicted to go into the champion dip round are currently our two leaders.
Okay.
So we have Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Little Creek's got 261 votes to Aviation Snack Bar's 32.
Mm.
Whooping them.
Aviation Snack Bar, you got to rally the troops, man.
Y'all are coming back from a little Easter vacation. It's time to book them. Then John Brown's Country Store is up against Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison. Whooping them. 217 to 73 right now. I know.
Ronnie's needs a rally.
Ronnie's and John Brown's, as far as I can remember, they're both about the same area, Stokes County, and y'all are pinned against each other.
So right now, we're looking at John Brown's Country Store and Little Creek Diner headed for the champion dip round if things don't change.
If things don't change, that's going to be your champion dip round right there.
Well, it's Tuesday. You have till midnight on Sunday night to vote.
Share, share, share. Vote, vote, vote. Make multiple emails, something.
Do what you got
to
do.
I'll tell you how to cheat real quick.
Your favorite one to win. Almost down to the wire here. Vote in the Foodie Four.
Sat down on a bar stool like a...
Wake up at the Wolf Show. Hope you had a fantastic Easter weekend. A lot of you were off either Friday or Monday or both. If you were off both, congratulations on a beautiful 4-day weekend. Had nice weather and everything. How did you check my Easter fit?
Your Easter fit, Dale. You look good. Don't tell him that, though.
You can check that on my Instagram. It's Wolfman Dale.
Free plug.
Wolfman Dale on Instagram. Wolfman Dale on Instagram.
Or at anycamp_onair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
No.
There's also that one, too.
Yeah, when you put it on there, you just cross the other shows.
Sure, Dale's on there. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so here we go. Dale's Secret Star returns today.
I'm scared after last week.
Over 200 calls last week. It took all morning. I thought we were going to go into another day.
We literally derailed the entire morning show.
Yeah,
just to answer calls.
So here we go. This is also a non-music category. I will go ahead and tell you this is TV or movies.
I'm going to get prepared to write down my answer.
Write down your answer. Be careful not to shout it out.
I will.
The idea is to identify Dale's Secret Star for tickets to see Sam Hunt this Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Tickets on sale now. Who is this Secret Star?
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
Come on.
Get out, Annie.
No. Absolutely not. I have no idea what or who that was.
I predict the first caller will have it.
Well, let me hear it again.
Who is this Secret Star for Sam Hunt concert tickets for Friday night? Here we go.
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
Not a singer.
How many times have I told you? When you listen, close your eyes, Annie. Close your eyes, and here comes today's Secret Star.
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
Television or movies?
That's the category.
That's the category. Today's Secret Star. Got some tickets to see Sam Hunt for you. Here we go again.
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
Talk to me, Goose. Who is it? Annie, I'd expect you to write down a guess before the end of George Strait's Check Yes or No.
I have nothing.
It started way back in third grade. Yes or no.
All right, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Come on. This is for tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Two tickets for you to identify today's Secret Star. 799-WOLF, first person through the correct answer gets the tickets. Here it is again.
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
I have a guess. I know it's wrong. Bottom.
No.
Okay.
Again, 799-WOLF, first person through the correct answer. You have tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night. Here we go. Today's Secret Star.
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
Yeah.
I have no earthly idea.
I had this crazy dream. He came to me in a dream.
799-WOLF. Who's that Secret Star for Sam Hunt tickets? Come on.
You found a new man. Found some new friends.
Here we go. If anybody knows today's Secret Star. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Do you know today's Secret Star?
I don't know how to know if I'm saying it right, but is it Nikolaya?
No.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Are
Hey, is it Kevin Costner?
Not Kevin Costner. No, thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who is that secret star?
Is it Bradley Cooper?
Not Bradley Cooper. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who is that secret star?
Is it Kevin Costner?
No, not Kevin. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who is that secret star?
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Not Matthew McConaughey. No. Thanks. Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Hi, is it Tom Cruise?
Not Tom. No. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Is it Thomas Rhett?
Not T-Rhett. No. Thanks. Yeah. Bye. Yep. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Matthew McConaughey.
Not Matthew McConaughey. No. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Owen Wilson.
Not Owen Wilson. No. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's the secret star?
Matthew McConaughey.
No, not Matthew McConaughey. No. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Did you get your answer for the mystery person?
Not a correct one. Who's that secret star?
Matt Damon.
It is Matt Damon.
Oh, wow. See, I had no idea. I would have never got that. Congratulations.
Who's this? What's your name?
Vicky Burnside.
Vicky, you have tickets to see Sam Hunt at the Greensboro Coliseum Friday night. It's going to be a good night. I hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I didn't think it was going to be that tough. I didn't think we'd have to go through that many callers to get an answer, but Annie did not know.
No idea.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to it. Show you one hell of a night.
Hey! Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities. The Triad celebrating their special day today on the biggest birthday party around. So we go with Wolf Show's birthday party shout-outs. And here we go. Happy birthday to Brenda Meadows. Happy belated birthday to Brianna Trail of Roxborough, who turned 4 on Friday. Brendel Morphys of Blues Creek celebrating today, along with Megan Tang of Winston-Salem. Samantha Killow of Trinity, however you say it, girl. Hope you have a great day.
I think you covered all possible pronunciations.
Absolutely. Katie Poindexter of Winston-Salem celebrating, along with Tasha Horn of High Point, Heather Orr of Sandy Ridge, and my cousin, Pet Sumner. Yes, his name is Pet, P-E-T, like the milk brand. Mm. Pet Sumner. Hope you have a happy birthday, cousin. And that's all the birthday list is today. Short, sweet, and to the point, just the way we like it. We'd love for you to be on the birthday list. All you got to do is RSVP to me at 336-799-WOLF or you can DM at Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Ranch Roundup rolling on. The 34 is set here. They are John Brown's Country Store against Ronnie's and Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Vote by midnight Sunday night. Remember, you got to go to the website. Dropping comments doesn't count as a vote. How we doing?
It's been 26 hours since voting opened, roughly. And we announced less than 25 hours ago. And there's already a slaughter on both ends.
Oh.
Little Creek Diner against Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Little Creek's got 263 votes to Piedmont's 33.
Oh, Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. You can do better than that with that crowd you got coming in there.
Uh-huh. They have 230 more votes than you right now. That was quick math.
Print the poster. We got a poster you can print on the website and stick it everywhere.
And then Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison against John Brown's Country Store. John Brown's got 219 to Ronnie's 74. This is
such a slaughter.
Okay, between this week and next week. But if you want to make it down to our champion dip round, now's the time.
I can't believe the disparity. It's never been like that before where somebody's just...
I think some people are giving up, Ronnie's. Y'all giving up. Y'all going to let the other person in Stokes County win.
We've got this plaque coming for the winner. It's fake wood, but real plastic. It's real plastic on there.
It's the Stoco Showdown.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you. Get your votes up or you're going to lose.
I'm shocked at the disparity. I seriously am.
And I will instigate this.
All right.
And Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar, y'all back from Easter now. Come on. Come on.
It's one of our little favorite spots. We like Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Now, we can't vote.
Y'all were out on a break last week and still made it through the next round. Who's to say you're going to get that lucky this week?
So you need to step up. You know, those votes need to take flight over there at the Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar.
I need to get to some dipping. Where are we going this week? We got to check out one of these people.
I was thinking the same thing. Who's going to be where the wolf truck rolls up?
I don't know.
I'm going to leave that decision up to you. You can go ahead.
Oh, great.
So anyway, be sure and vote by midnight, 931wolfcountry.com. That's the only place you can vote. That's the only thing that makes it official. It's coming up next week. Champion dip round. You'll be crowning a champion here very, very soon. Today's top three.
So I thought for sure we had found something miraculous at the North Wilkesboro Speedway. There was a sinkhole in the grandstands when they were doing some inspections, getting prepared for that race in May. And they found, like I said, in the sinkhole, they thought it to be a moonshine cave, which kind of goes hand in hand with racing because, you know, this has circulated for decades about its existence of a moonshine still maybe being there. And many moonshine runners became NASCAR drivers. So there's a lot of history here. And after that cleaning inspection, they discovered that what could be a still to 700 square foot space underneath, they're calling it a moonshine cave.
Or maybe not.
Right, because someone called and said something about it's an ethanol plant, and I'm like, I don't know about a plant being underneath the grandstand. It's 700 square foot. Is that really a plant?
So small business, small operation.
It's a very small operation. I'm going moonshine still. I don't care who you are, what you are. It's very North Carolina, very on brand.
Okay.
So there's more to be discovered there, I think. Maybe someone will adventure under. Who knows? Me and Pucks Tommy Phil fit in a fight. He said we're going to have spring early. He was a liar. That's a lie. Just like all the other men. He's a liar. It's cold. It's supposed to be cold today or later today or something like that.
It's going to be nice today, but then the temperature's going to start going down. We're going to go down like 25, 30 degrees between now and Thursday.
He better be glad that he's a father now, and that's the whole reason why I'm talking about him and not on my way to fight him. Puxatawny Phil and his wife, Phyllis, have become parents for the first time.
Congratulations.
They live in a climate-controlled quarter at the Puxatawny Memorial Library, and they're going to probably need larger digs now that they're a growing family. Two babies were discovered. I don't know what we're going to name them. Philip and...
Phil and Phyllis.
Phil and...
Phil Jr. and Phyllis.
Well, it's already Phil and Phyllis, so we're going to have to go Philip and Philo. Philo and Philip, Phil and Phyllis. Okay. Say that 12 times fast.
All right.
And then, I have a... Dale decided we should do Annie Camp's Pick of the Week.
Yep.
And I just really am digging this one. It's a jammer. And I mean, I said earlier, I'm going to say it again. It sounds like the radio.
'Cause it sounds like the radio. Back in 94, you know. Hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio.
There you go.
I mean, it's a bop. It's a jam. Dale's favorite song right now. It's probably in my top three for sure. So it is the Annie Camp Pick of the Week. It's Zach Top. Sounds like the radio. You're going to hear it right here on The Wolf. And you should go ahead and add it to your playlist because it is good.
Yeah, just if you're looking for him, it's Zach Top, like T-O-P. Mm-hmm. Top, that's the guy's name.
Can't miss him. You'll know his mustache. He's looking very 90s.
You like the look, though?
I like it on him. It's good, yeah.
He carries it. He pulls it off.
He does. He pulls it off well. And that voice, too. Yeah.
Friday night and the moon is high. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Well, I got one. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, and over there is Annie Kim.
Hello, I'm Annie.
Here we go. Name that baby for tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. We look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a fun night. This is a music category for you. Of course it is. Name that baby. We don't use voices. They're all out of songs.
Mm-hmm.
So name this baby for those tickets.
Baby.
I think I got it. Hit it again.
Baby. Baby.
I know who sang it. I don't know if I know which song it is.
Baby.
Name that baby for tickets to see Sam Hunt, the Reedsboro Coliseum. First caller through at 799 Wolf has the tickets.
Oh, this is going to be a trick one, actually. I think I know now because it got me, but I know now. It was a trick one. So before we take a caller, Dale, I'm going to write it down, and you're going to let me know if I guessed correctly.
Here it is again.
Baby.
Am I spot on? Bang on?
Yes, I don't see the title.
But it's right beside of it, just kind of chicken scratch.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, you are right.
Bang on.
That is right.
That's don't
right.
Let it trick you,
it.
Folks.
I saw it.
Baby.
There you go. Name that baby. 799 Wolf, first caller through with it. Got tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night.
My big brother rode an Indian scout.
Name that baby for tickets to see Sam Hunt Friday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Tickets for that show on sale now, of course. Name that baby. Who is this?
Baby.
Was that? What would you call it on a scale of 1 to 10 level of difficulty? 1 being the easiest, 10 being the hardest. Where would you put that?
2 or 3, just depending on if it clicked like it did for me. I thought it was one thing, and then I re-listened, and I'm like, okay, nope. I was close, but now I got it.
All right, again, here it is.
Baby.
All right. What happened? Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Do you know who that is? Name that baby.
Is it Tyler Hubbard?
And the name of the song is?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Ooh, you ain't going to Sam Hunt then.
Oh, wow. At least worth a shot, right?
You did great.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Thanks.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is it? Name that baby.
T-Pain.
She said T-Pain.
It's not T-Pain.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Thanks. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I was calling in about the tickets.
Name that baby. Who is it?
Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country.
Yeah, that's it.
Someone before you hit Tyler Hubbard, but you couldn't come up with a song title. So it's your lucky day, pal. Congratulations.
What's your name?
My name's Travis.
All right. Congratulations. I have tickets for you to Sam Hunt Friday night. Enjoy the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Wake up. Feel good. Dale O'Brien and Annie Kemp on 93.1.
It's a good time. Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
No, we're not going to talk basketball right now. We're going to talk football, as in Frank's football game. His very first game. A little nervous going in. The parents were more nervous than he was, I think, but everything seemed to have gone just fine.
We finally broke it to him yesterday afternoon. Slowly, I was working it in about a game. I'd find different ways to say, hey, we're going to the Carolina Cobras game, which if you don't know the team, they're a semi-pro football team. They play indoor turf at the Greensboro Coliseum, and they had a game last night. And so I was like, yeah, are you excited to go see that game? Are you excited for your game tonight? Are you got? I got your uniform all washed, put on. So we finally broke it to him that he's going to play, and he's kind of like, okay, cool. He knows there's a lot riding on this. TV back at Gigi and Paps' house, and he gets a harmonica, and we're going to get him a new fish for his fish tank. I mean, a lot of riding on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got in there, and everything was good. We're sitting there watching the first two quarters, and you could tell he starts to get a little nervous. Well, Maybe they don't need me tonight. I don't think it's going to work out right. I think this game's going to go too long. I'm going to skip right over that halftime. I mean, just any excuse you could have, right? Finally, the time came, and he walked up, and he did what he was supposed to do, and he got to his coach, and they're standing around for a minute. I look at Danny. I'm like, get out of sight. If we don't get out of here, we're scared he's going to change his mind. Finally, they take the field, and my baby storms the field with the rest of the crew, and he does a great job out there. Playing football in the middle of this giant crowd during the halftime. Just what a first game for anybody, let alone a bunch of 6 and under. But they did a great job. I was a proud mama. I was yelling, go Red and go Frank. And he even said, Mom, I'm not Frank when I'm on the field. You say, go Speedy. And I'm like, have you seen yourself, though? There ain't a Speedy thing about you, buddy.
But he likes Speedy.
But he's a go Speedy. So I yell go Speedy. If you want to see my videos at AnnieCamp _ on air on Instagram, you're going to love to see his little chunky butt run across that field.
You put me on a roller coaster, fly me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.